wonder if Taylor McGregor has gone to the history books to find out about that song. It's 7:51. Taylor McGregor is the field reporter for the Marquee Sports Network. You see her on the Cubs games, and she's with us this morning. How you doing, Taylor?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, hey, holy mackerel. Heard it. Yes.
I'm enjoying your work on Marquee. How do you get those little tidbits? Like the other day, you had some great stuff on Anthony Rizzo when he was a little leaguer, and you talked about Trevor Williams, and you had a great interview with his dad watching his game. Do you just sort of keep a close ear to what the guys are talking about?
I think it's all about building relationships, trying to talk to as many people as you possibly can. Those stories all came together differently. I have a relationship with the field reporter for the Pirates, and he put me in contact with Rich because he said, Rich is awesome. You really need to get to know him. So I just called Rich and then kind of got, I mean, there were tweets out there about, you know, he had worked for the Cubs and what have you. So we knew the story because he had tweeted it, but got put into contact with him, and then it just opened up the doors. And then Anthony Rizzo, you know, that was just his parents reaching out. Apparently his dad had, Anthony had asked him to go get something out of their house, and he stumbled upon that ball and just brought it up and thought it would be good for us to show. So I'm thankful that he, you know, knew to reach out to us and allowed me to show that ball. So it really is just kind of relationships, and then a lot of off-season research, I feel like, has helped me just trying to make connections between guys. I mean, we talked a little bit about Yelich and Mariznick. It's all about, for me, that was all about off-season research of just even understanding those connections and trying to talk to people around baseball. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
I mean, a little bit of research, a lot of relationships.
Yeah, we see you for a couple of minutes during the game, but you have to do that background work all the time. And that ball you mentioned, that was a Rizzo baseball from Little League, was it?
Yes, it was age 9 Little League playoffs, and he threw a perfect game. So, yeah.
That was cool. And I guess the main influence in your life had to be your dad, who was the president of the Rockies before his untimely passing, Kelly McGregor. Was he the big influence on you, Taylor?
Yeah, definitely, you know, establishing kind of who I am as a person, absolutely, growing up. He passed when I was 17, so I think some of the formative years in my career he wasn't around for. But I learned baseball sort of through osmosis, being around the ballpark, through his job, and sports as well. He played in the NFL, so football is another passion of mine as well, and I do college football for ESPN. So, yes, those two sports, his influence is right there. But as far as my career, you know, I always joke around. I'm like, I don't know what he would think about me being a member of the media, because when you're in the front office and you know, the media is always asking questions, it's a unique relationship, right? So I kind of joke around. I'm not sure what he would think about that, but the fact that I'm working in sports definitely was influenced from him, for
sure. Yeah, he'd be proud of you, no doubt.
Taylor, let me ask you about this team. I know that most of the focus has been on the offense or lack thereof here in the first week of the season, but I'm wondering if what we've seen so far from Craig Kimbrell has started to put people's minds at ease about the bullpen and about their ability to finish games where this has been an issue for them.
Yeah, I think Craig Kimbrell, absolutely, the struggles that he had at the beginning of last year, he had a really strong finish to the season that I think got diluted a little bit because of his slow start. So people kind of think last year was bad in general, but really when you look at the numbers, the September finish was awesome. And then coming into this year, struggled a little bit in spring training, but really what he was doing was working on the movement of his fastball. So again, you can't pay too much attention to the spring training numbers because he was working on some stuff. And it showed up that it didn't work out, but he was able to, you know, figure it all out and get it locked in for this season. So he's been great. But the bullpen, with the exception of yesterday, with Dan Winkler's three walks with the bases loaded, the bullpen has the best ERA in baseball out of bullpen. So they've been really dominant when you consider what everybody else around baseball is doing. So I think that's been a bright spot. But again, that was a bright spot late into September. So that's great news. I think the offense yesterday came alive. We love to see the three homers by the big boys in the lineup. So, I think there's definitely the confidence that the bullpen brings, but I do think the confidence that the offense is coming, it showed up yesterday, is there as well.
I have to ask you about the waffle iron they gave Doc Peterson the other day. Did that just sit in the dugout for the rest of the game, or what happened to it?
Yeah, it was just in the dugout, hanging out. We didn't see it yesterday in Pittsburgh, so I think it's just a Wrigley Field waffle maker. Apparently, they had it in 2018, tried to take it on the road, and it got broken, so...
glad it's back. You're next to right next to the Cubs dugout at Wrigley Field. You got to get some interesting razzing from the players. How do you withstand that?
Well, there is a glass shield between the players and I, so it's kind of funny. Last year we had no access to even be anywhere near the players, but this year when I'm down there, you know, I can wave to them, and sometimes they'll come up and try to talk to me through the glass, and I'm like, I can't hear you. There is a glass.
Yeah, it's just as well. Shield. It's just as well. Yeah. Taylor McGregor, we enjoy your work, and I hope you enjoy your day off, Taylor.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
And you can see her on Marquee on those Cubs games.